Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The sheriff's office received a report on Sunday of an assault with a deadly weapon and a fight in progress in the 5900 block of Ronerville Road in Fortuna, and when Fortuna police arrived on scene, they had to fight with the suspect and subdue him with a taser. A sheriff's deputy spoke with the two victims, a 47-year-old man and a 45-year-old woman, who share a property. They said that the suspect, 34-year-old Jason Passerini, showed up on their property at 5 in the morning and was lying down near their fence line. When the male victim asked Passerini what he was doing, the suspect threw a knife at him and proceeded to attack him with his fists. The female victim exited her house to help her neighbor, and Passerini kicked her. Passerini was booked into jail on charges of assault, resisting an officer, and providing false information to police. A sheriff's deputy was led on a high-speed pursuit by a suspect who stole a white Honda from the 1400 block of 8th Street in Eureka on Sunday. When the deputy spotted the stolen car and attempted to pull it over, the suspect took off. The pursuit reached speeds of up to 75 miles per hour and lasted for about 6 minutes. The suspect ran through several stoplights and stop signs before reaching a dead end. The suspect then jumped out of the moving vehicle and fled on foot. Police conducted an extensive search of the area but could not find the suspect. The suspect is described as a dark-skinned male, 5'7", approximately 140 pounds, who was last seen wearing a yellowish-tan plaid zip-up hoodie. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Two sheriff's deputies were involved in a separate high-speed pursuit on Sunday after witnessing a vehicle traveling northbound on Stagecoach Road in Trinidad at a high rate of speed. One of the deputies pulled over the vehicle, but as he approached, the driver, 33-year-old Eureka resident Joseph Valenti, revved his engine and drove off. The two deputies pursued Valenti on several roads in the Trinidad area. At one point, the suspect reached speeds of 90 miles per hour. The vehicle pulled into the Hidden Creek campground and stopped. Valenti tried to flee on foot, but deputies were able to catch and arrest him. A search of his vehicle revealed two illegal double-edged knives. He also had a 27-year-old female passenger in the car who was released at the scene. Valenti was wanted on 6 outstanding arrest warrants, including 2 felony warrants for assaulting a police officer and making terrorist threats. He was booked into jail on $190,000 bail. For those of you who are interested in assisting local law enforcement, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Citizens on Patrol program is looking for volunteers. The SCOP program allows citizens to assist the sheriff's office with a variety of tasks, including traffic control, boating and marine patrol, vacation house checks, assisting at the sheriff's animal shelter, and more. To be a member, you must be at least 21 years old, have a valid California driver's license, pass a background check, and volunteer for at least 17 hours a month. For more information, contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Fortuna police arrested 25-year-old Carlotta resident Steven Stoffaker on Friday night after he was involved in an altercation with another man at the Fortuna Rodeo. The 49-year-old male victim suffered serious wounds to his neck and throat after Stoffaker allegedly stabbed him. It's unclear what led to the incident, and Stoffaker was booked into county jail on an attempted murder charge. Arcata police officers arrested 41-year-old Thomas Strader Jr. on a felony warrant after contacting him at the Super 8 Motel in Arcata on Friday. Strader, wanted on a possession of stolen property warrant and currently on probation, was found to be in possession of a stolen .45 caliber handgun, a weapon that had been reported stolen from a Eureka residence on July 6th. Officers also confiscated a pound of processed marijuana and drug paraphernalia, and Strader was booked into county jail on several charges. Don Anabuski, executive director for the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, or REDEC, issued a statement on Friday saying that negotiations with airlines for expanded air service to the California Redwood Coast Airport continue. Anabuski and staff have met with representatives of 6 airlines, and although the companies have shown interest, the deal is still a ways off. Anabuski also highlighted the success of the new Humboldt Bay Tourism Center located at the corner of 2nd and G Streets in Eureka. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.